Good morning. We are continuing Chayodim. Klal Yates Siman Hey. Kshiyesh shows Yoser. A person has more time, so he's not going to say the minimum, just the bare minimum of Baruch Shomer Asher and Yishtabach. Yomer Gamke and Mizmor. So we add another Mizmor. So which Mizmor does he say that we add? The Mizmor of Halos Hashem Min Hashamayim. Now, the primary capital of Pesukah Zimra is the capital which we refer to as Ashrei, Tehillah David. Okay, now, that the next step to understand is that the primary part of Pesukah Zimra besides that is the capital of Tehillah, which we say from Tehillah David till the end of Tehillah. That being said, so that's all of those six kapitlach. Person would say that would be if a person could say all of that, that would be the preference. If there's not enough time for that, we have to start figuring out which one of those kapitlach. So Tehillah David is the 145th kapitel, Kuf Mem He. There's Kuf Mem Vav, Mem Zayin, Mem Ches, Mem Tes, and Kuf Nun. So which capital, which is the preferred one? So Rashi says that Pesukah Zimra, Rashi says in Shabbos, is referring to, and Rashi mentions two capitals. He mentions Halu Hashem Min Hashamayim and Halu Kel B'Kodshoy. So it means that those two are going to be, of the five remaining ones, the most important. Capital Kuf Mem Ches and Capital Kuf Nun. Between the two, which one has priority? The Chayyotim says the one which has priority is Kapitel Kuf Mem Ches, Halu Es Hashem Min Hashamayim. So Halu Ka, Halu Es Hashem Min Hashamayim, etc. However, most Poskim disagree with the Chayyotim, and they say that that's, we give the order of preference between the two to Kapitel Kuf Nun to Halu Kael B'Kodshoy. And that is actually the preferred thing, the correct thing to do. That if a person only has enough time, a person should add in Halu Kael B'Kodshoy. If he has more time, he will also add in Halu Es Hashem Min Hashamayim. So first a person will get his priority to Ashrei, Tehillah David, and then he says he has more time, he'll add Halu Kel B'Kodshoy. He has more time, he'll add Halu Es Hashem Min Hashamayim. And that's the order. Yesh shows Yosir, Yomer Gamkin Halu Kel B'Kodshoy. So according to Chayyotim, we give preference to Kuf Mem Ches and then Kuf Nun, or vice versa, like we're saying we do. So you've said now three kapitlach. You've said Ashrei, you've said Kuf Mem Ches and Kuf Nun. You have more time. So what do you give precedence to? Yeshua Yosir, Yemer Min Ashrei, Ad, Kol HaNashama, Tehalo, Ko, Halo, Ko. You should say all of the kapitlach of Tehillim, which are there, all six kapitlach. So within, once you said the three primary ones, the other three, there's no order of preference. And the best thing to try to do is to get all six kapitlach in. Okay, so that's your primary focus is going to be on these six kapitlach. So that's all you have time for. You'll say the six kapitlach. You'll skip Haidu. You'll skip Shir Sayam. You'll skip Vayivorot David. All of those things, and you will say the six kapitlach of Tehillim. Let's say there's more time. Im Yesh Shos Yoser Yomer Gamkein Vayivorot David Al Hashem Tifratecha. So you say the first part of Vayivorot David, and then Im Yesh Shos Yoser Yomer Gamkein Hoidu Hashem Kiru Bishmo. You say the beginning of Hoidu Ad Vehu Rachu Michaper. So about halfway through Hoidu, V'yadala got Ashrei, and then you skip from there until Ashrei. V'yadala shos Yosir, Yomer Gamkein Min V'yosh Hashem Shir Sayam. If you have more time, you'll add in the Shir Sayam as well. Chol Mashi Yadala, Yomer Achar Tvila, Rak Shar Achar Tvila, Lo Yomer Baruch Shomer V'yishtamach, Kilizku Rak Dafka Kadim HaTvila. Whatever you leave out, the Chayyotim says a person should say after davening. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan brings the opinion of the Bach. The Bach understands that the person should not say it afterwards because it brings from the Balei Kabbalah that it's inappropriate after a person has davened and asked. So he starts saying praises. It sounds like that he's confident that he's going to be answered, and that itself will be a reason that he shouldn't be answered. He's ready to praise because, like, yeah, the Rosham's, you know, the Rosham's answer is already in the bag. So that's inappropriate. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says you should not say it afterwards. He says, but if you do, you should not say Bataras Chiyuv. If you do say it, the Shabura seems to agree to this as well, that a person does say it afterwards. The Shabura says you do say whatever you skipped afterwards, but you should not say Bataras Chiyuv, that I feel like I have, this is part of Zukhan Zimra, but he's saying it as you're reading Tillim, which you want to read Tillim during the day, reading Tillim, reading parts of Tanakh. So that is the correct approach, how to deal with what you skipped, is to say it afterwards, but not Bataras Chiyuv, not Bataras Shevach, but Bataras you're reading from Tanakh. Have a good day.